You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And I am now joined by Mad Men DVD reviewer for this week, Clayton. Hey, Clayton.
Hi, Alice.
How are you going?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. So what film are we looking at today?
We're looking at a 2014 documentary called That Sugar Film.
Yes, very infamous film.
Yes, when it came out, it was all, you know, word of mouth sort of thing. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you should see this thing. You know, sugar's really bad. And
you'll never eat it again after you watch it, is what I was hearing.
Yeah, so all my paleo friends were like, it's like cocaine, you should never have it. And I'm like, I like to bake, so I'm just going to avoid this. I've avoided it till now. And I found it quite interesting. It's a little dated now because a lot of it was quite shocking when it came out, but now sort of everyone knows all about the stuff. But it's from this guy called Damien Gamiau. And he's an Aussie actor. You might recognize from like Underbelly and stuff like that. And he decided to do the Super Size Me type style of doco where he goes, I'm going to eat 40 teaspoons of sugar a day, which is like the national average in Australia.
Wow.
For 2 months and document the results. And he did it only eating supposedly healthy foods. So you're, you know, just right cereals, your up and goes and things where you think, oh, shit, that's actually got a lot of sugar in it. And, you know, predictable results, but he throws in a lot of, you know, talking heads and stuff. And it makes it a bit more interesting because he puts the faces on milk cartons and medical equipment. So you're sitting there going, oh, okay, rather than just someone boring yapping away, he jazzes it up.
It's like a talking milk carton.
Exactly. And he's got people like Hugh Jackman and Stephen Fry kind of explaining the more complex things of how sugar's broken down in the body. And you ever see The Big Short? It had like people like Margot Robbie in a bathtub with champagne talking about financial things. So it's quite similar like that. It's quite... It just makes it a bit more digestible.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think of Hugh Jackman as being like a nutritional scientist, but I get it. So it's like to make it entertaining.
Yeah, so he's like Stephen Fry's on a stage performing like a play about all the different types of sugar. And you're like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, like I actually remembered some stuff like how sugar's part glucose and fructose. And I'm like, oh, well, I took something away.
Excellent. So how'd you find it?
I found, you know, there's a lot of pluses. You know, he delves into the impact on Aboriginal culture. Like in Northern Territory in 2008 was Coke's biggest seller by per capita in the world. Like it's and like these guys are really impacted. So investigates that. It's pretty educational, but he does come across a bit of a twat in the movie. You know, he's a well-off actor. He like went off sugar for 3 years to impress his girlfriend, and then did it for this movie. And then at the end of it, he's like at home making his free-range poached eggs and bacon and spinach, and he's like this very white middle-class guy who can afford this, has a time to make it. So I think, you know, not all of us are like that. Not all of us have that time to be that healthy. So he comes across a bit preachy, but still, you know, entertaining enough. And the fact that he's Aussie, you know, as Kiwis, we can kind of relate to what he's going through with all the, and has all this food that we eat that we thought was healthy. So it's pretty good that way.
Similar products.
Like you've got your up and goes. And he has a smoothie that has 39 teaspoons of sugar in it. I'm like, you just thought smoothies were healthy, but
yeah, it's insane. Once you start checking labels.
It's a downward spiral. But I'm still going to bake some cupcakes today. So really no message taken on here.
Like none at all?
Or? Oh, no, definitely. I will maybe change your recipe slightly. Oh, no, just everything in moderation, I think.
Yeah.
And it's, by the way, it's got a really good soundtrack too of all things. Depeche Mode, Peter Gabriel, Florence and the Machine. I'm like, oh, yeah, pretty entertaining.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds worth a watch.
I think so.
Okay, well, we do have a copy to give away. So if anyone would like to win that, you can give me a call on 309-3879 and that will be yours. Thank you for coming in, Clayton.
No worries, thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.